Last month, a headline in The Atlantic said it all. Americans have no idea what the supply chain is. A rhetorical exaggeration, to be sure, especially considering that now, less than a month later, everyone seems to be talking about the supply chain. This week, the Biden administration issued an ominous warning for holiday shoppers that delivery delays, product shortages, and other disruptions may lead to more than a few backorder slips, stuffing stockings hung by chimneys come December. Ho, ho, no. A recent study showed 82% of Americans are scared that supply chain issues will disrupt life plans. And yet, beyond broad, vague descriptions like the pandemic, few are really clear as to why these disruptions are happening. Well, to help us understand what's really going on, we're joined by William Elligood. He is professor of supply chain management at Sam Houston State University. Professor, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Hi. How are you doing?
I bet you've been having a lot of conversations about the supply chain with your friends of late. How do you explain what's going on? Pandemic, labor shortages, all of the above, something else entirely?
Yes, all of the above. Obviously, with the disruption resulting from the pandemic, kind of brought on shortages with closing of ports, closing of countries. The network is really efficient for our supply chain, but cannot handle that type of disruption, which we are now seeing with backlogs on the West Coast, shortages in semiconductors, and the ongoing shortage of truck drivers.
I think it's important to understand that most people never thought about the supply chain because it always seemed to work before. And in part, that was because every link in that chain was moving at the right speed. But if you slow down one of those links, something's going to break along the way.
Yes. I mean, if we think about it from a standpoint in a traffic jam, you're backed up and then you get to a point where all of a sudden it opens up, but there's nothing there. Yeah, that accident may have occurred 30 minutes, an hour ago, but it has a lasting effect.
Well, now, is there any sort of historical precedent for this? In your studies, have you ever noted any widespread issues, global issues like this one before?
No, not really. Not to this extent. You can look at Long Beach, which is currently backed up. The port is currently backed up with container ships. They've never seen anything similar to this. Biggest backup they ever had was in 2004. And where we're at now far exceeds that.
Yeah. Well, now, I was just reading this week that the Biden administration had struck a deal to get that port in Long Beach and L.A. running 24/7. And there have been a lot of shipments that have been redirected to Houston, too. Will that do the trick? I mean, if you can get those ships unloaded and you can get them back out to sea, would that be the fix we're looking for?
It's a start. It's a start alleviating the backlog. But you have to consider that there are some estimates say it'll take at least 90 days for them to offload all the ships that are currently off port. 90 days is well past Christmas. So we're going to see this impact not only through the holiday season, but long into 2022. Plus, once you get the containers offloaded, they estimate there's roughly 500,000, nearly 500,000 containers off the coast. We need truck drivers. And we have been experiencing a shortage of truck drivers, the United States has, for multiple years. So it's just going to escalate. So even when they get them offloaded, there's still going to be delays due to our current infrastructure with truck drivers.
How long could these ripple effects continue? Way beyond, it would seem to me, 90 days or half a year.
Yes, we're going to see at least the semiconductor. We probably won't see that kind of smooth out until 2023, 2024. I mean, it's a ripple effect. It takes a long time for it to work through the system. Once you create a backlog, it's going to take longer to work through it.
If you had the president's ear, is there anything you'd tell him about what he could do or should be doing to remedy this situation?
There is no quick fix. Honestly, there isn't. I mean, you can add labor, truck drivers. As I said, you can free up the ports, but then it's going to move to the truck drivers. And that's been an issue for a long time. So, no, there is no real quick fix. It just has to work through.
Any lessons we should extract from this experience?
Supply chain managers have built an efficient network that can handle minor disruptions. The pandemic is not a minor disruption and not a disruption that we can plan for going forward. I mean, something to that scale. So the real lesson is that, yes, this has been painful, but once we work through it, the supply chain will come back efficient. But don't anticipate people putting inventories and safety stocks to protect against this type of unprecedented disruption. So we just have to work through it.
Well, we've been talking about some grim news, but at least we have a better understanding of what's happening. Thanks to William Ellegood. He's professor of supply chain management at Sam Houston State University. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you.